Recording in 3, 2, 1. Welcome to another episode of Dread Dad's Podcast. My name is Clint.
My name is Mal.
And we back. Malcolm.
What's good?
How was your week, my nigga?
Winter is coming.
Winter is here, nigga.
Winter is here.
It's here. I've been feeling like Goku out here. When you ready to flex, I've been dropping like 5 pounds of clothes every time I come home, man. Fuck.
Yeah, you right about that. Nigga been definitely wearing layers upon layers. Like, you know, when she already used the Dragon Ball reference. I'm gonna use when my man Rock Lee took them weights off.
Oh yeah,
that's how them layers be feeling, boy.
Douche.
It's like, oh yeah, I am a lot more faster without these motherfuckers on.
Yeah, motherfuckers been cold and weighed down. All type of shit, just trying to stay warm.
Yeah.
Next week finna be even worse, my nigga. It's gonna be like negative, negative, negatives.
Yeah, it was like negative. No, it was like negative 8 by my job. And 9.
You stay, yeah. About you.
It's like way north.
You about to water.
Yeah.
I ain't about to water. My shit was like stuck at 0 degrees. But I know this week it's gonna be like negative 5 and negative 8.
Fuck that.
Ooh, I'll be calling off those days.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to work from home.
I'm gonna deliver these packages from home.
I'd be mad as hell. I can get my package. But I would understand. I'm like, fuck that.
I'll tell the motherfucker real quick. Motherfucker, it's cold. Don't expect shit from me.
You know what's funny? Like, one of my relatives brought this to my attention. It's like, you know how we always be like, man, I ain't going nowhere and shit. Fuck that. And I'm like, all right, let's order some food. So we're okay with
that. Make somebody else do something.
Yeah. ourselves not going out there for it. But we'd be mad as hell at the pizza man or somebody. Yeah. Somebody ain't showing up late and shit. It's like, man, I ordered this food like 3 hours ago and it just got here. It's like, motherfucker, it's a blizzard outside.
Nobody wants to come out. You're lucky you got your shit.
It's like, you're lucky I got you. I got your shit, man. Let's see, this weekend. My week has been kind of crazy between work and shit. Then, like, everything that could go wrong went wrong, like Friday and shit.
We'll be rich eventually, nigga. It's all right.
Yeah. Somewhere along the lines.
Look at that in a minute.
He said in a minute. I wait for the SpongeBob joint to pop up 20 years later.
Still sitting there.
Yeah.
That's the same shit on there.
Yeah.
It should change.
Let's see. Haven't had time to play anything. I'm still like, it's so hard, man.
It's bad out here, bro.
Yeah.
No time. I always say I just need an extra day and an extra 24.
I be saying that in sleep and energy and time. The three things that, like, I wish they could sell that shit in cans because, like, motherfuckers be, like, set. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just drink it.
What was that fucking movie? It was a kids movie, too. I forgot, but the nigga name was O'Hara, and he was out there selling air and shit to niggas. I forgot what the name of the movie that was.
Yeah,
it was a Dr. Seuss movie.
I can't remember. It was
The Lorax.
The Lorax.
Nigga was out here selling air to niggas in bottles.
Yeah.
Selling bottle of air to niggas.
Yeah, that shit was wild. But that's basically what they do for the water and shit, because water used to be accessible.
It's all from different waterfalls and Mount Fiji's and shit. Get your dumb ass out of here. That shit tapped and boiled and cleaned, my nigga. Bottle, my nigga.
Yeah, bottle, like, bore water.
I ain't tricking nobody.
Let's see. What else? I think that's about it. I guess I did watch some stuff, but it was just catching up anime stuff and Young Justice. That's about it. I didn't really watch anything other than that on Netflix or anything else. So,
Coolio.
Yeah, that's been my week.
That's my week. I feel like I've been out here. We've been out here inspiring people, Malcolm.
Yeah,
man. People want to start podcasts and shit. People want to talk, man. I feel good about that.
Yeah, it always feels good to, like, give somebody else the courage to do some shit. You know, sometimes people just need that push or that jump.
Yeah, like, why can't I do that? That's why I looked at some of these niggas and say, why can't I do that? And look where we are a year later, Malcolm.
A year later.
Let's see. What did I do this week, nigga? I worked. I was in the blistering cold. I was living, though. You know, I like the cold. I just hate the fucking snow.
Yeah, I'm the opposite of you. I hate the cold. I hate the snow, too.
The fucked up part is that I'm a summer baby. My birthday is in June, nigga. Oh, man. Your birthday coming up.
Yeah.
So it's still going to be cold. It's still going to be cold. Nah,
fuck that. It's going to be fucking
cold. But yeah, my nigga. I hate the snow, but I love the cold. I can deal with the cold. I hate the hot because you can't do shit with the hot.
Give me rain.
All you can do is get naked. That's against the law.
Shit. Speaking of naked, I gotta show you something later. Remind me.
Oh, the crackhead with the boxing gloves?
Yeah.
I saw that. Like, oh, that's just the regular old Chicago,
you know,
shit.
Yeah. You know what's funny?
Typical Chicago shit.
What's funny is, like, when I first saw it, I saw it during the week or whatever. And it was, like, on my Facebook feed and on my Instagram feed.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I hope this ain't here. I was like, wait a minute.
You know it
that
is.
That area look familiar.
You know it is.
I was like, that area look familiar. Yeah, and then sure enough, like, a couple days later, my mom sent it around. She's like, she just shook her head. It's like, she sent a message, like, to family or whatever. She's like, look at this craziness.
Yeah.
And sure enough, it said exactly what street it was on. It was on Madison. And I was like, yeah.
Between Madison and Pulaski, and Madison is from... Either, what is that, Central Park to probably, like, I don't want to say Kedzie. That was one of them other streets right there. It's K-Town. Like, in between that area. In between that area.
Is it somewhere in between there?
That's where it always goes down for some reason. That's the radius. From Central Park to whatever, K-Town to fucking Lake Street to Lake fucking Congress. That big-ass box. That's where the wild shit goes on.
Yeah, I was like dying laughing. I was like, yo,
but who strapped boxing gloves to the crackhead? Like, who geared her up to ready to fight?
she might not be a typical crackhead because, like,
she's a boxer.
Yeah.
She's a fighter.
She got hands, obviously. I was like, especially when she was doing, like, the little arm exercises and shit and all that stuff. And I was like, yo, she got some good control. I was like, she punched the shit out of that car. But
I might not want to play with her drugs.
I was just like dying laughing, though. I was like, man, that's crazy. I was like, man, it was like snowing and shit. I was like,
don't play with her drugs.
Glad it had to be here, bro.
What else I was going to say? Oh, yeah, I made it like a goal this year. Like, I'm going to be either self-employed by the end of the year. I'm going to start selling drugs. You know, it's blue collar, white collar shit, whatever I'm doing. This shit ain't working, bro. I'm either finna be self-employed or I'm finna start self-employed by the end of this year, bro.
You got FBI raid your shit.
It ain't working out, my nigga.
That's funny.
I've been working hella hours, my nigga.
Yeah, like two different spectrums.
Either one, my nigga. I got 5 more months. I'm gonna make it halfway and see what the fuck happens, my nigga.
On two different ends of the spectrum, you like, all right,
I'm finna walk the white shit. I swear to God, it's finna be bad out here, my nigga. I can't do this job shit no more, bro.
Oh man, that's fucking hilarious.
Yeah,
man.
I can't do this shit no more, my nigga. I've been working hella hours for like $200 extra and shit. Like, yeah, this shit ain't working out.
Shit, and then your bills be like, yoink.
Yeah. Like 6 days a week. You said, nah, you know what? Fuck that shit. I'm cutting that shit back down to 5, my nigga. I'm taking my extra day off. Fuck
this
shit.
Yeah. Funny thing is, like, me and my wife was having this conversation before. With jobs, like, I see the difference in, like, with, like, certain places and generational, like, gaps and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was telling me that one of her friends, I guess, because they work at a corporate place or whatever, and she had came off leave, mm-hmm. and she just got back to the job from, you know, having leave and stuff. And she was like, yeah, they basically like told, like asked me to tell me that, you know, if I could, like, you know, get child care and stuff. And it's like, I got child care, but like I can only like get so many days, because like she work on like one of those days where, you know, you child care isn't there. Like, isn't there, like, man, yeah, if you work on weekends,
right,
and shit, it's hard as hell to get daycares and shit to like do weekend shit. Yeah, so well, what's funny is her job was like, well, you got any family members that could watch her while you be here and all this other shit? And she's like, no, that's the whole reason why, like, I requested for the
weekends off.
The weekends off, especially. I can work Monday through Friday.
That ain't a problem.
Yeah, and then she was like, I was on the sign-up sheet for it. I was supposed to get it, and I was supposed to get it before I went on leave. Right. And she's like, I never got it.
Right.
I was clearly on the list, and then come to find out, they gave it to somebody else who was, like, way at the bottom of the list. Mm-hmm. And they're supposed to give it to me, and she's like, I've been waiting and stuff, and now that I'm back and stuff, like, it's not that.
Yeah.
So, what's so fucking funny is that, cause like her mom's been watching them or some shit.
Yeah.
And I guess apparently like this weekend or something, like, her mom's like friend passed or something like that, or something.
So
yeah, her mom can't watch him, and she was like, "Well, can't she just go for the funeral for a little bit and watch your kids?" Like,
what type of shit is that?
What type of shit is that?
Like,
yeah. I'm supposed to ask my mother. Hey, can you not go to your friend's funeral?
Like, midway, yeah, to get my kids.
So I could be in this corporate cog of the machine and shit. And I was like, yeah, me and my wife, she's like, that is fucking crazy. She's like, you know what? She's like, I'm kind of glad, like, I'm not going back to my job or whatever, too. And I was like, yeah, I was like, oh, see, like, this is what I was talking about with the whole generational gap thing. Because before, they used to all, like, because I saw it a lot when I worked at a faculty, too.
Mm-hmm.
They see, like, the older people, they've been their asses backwards for these jobs and shit.
You ain't see that status I wrote a long time ago? I wrote that status like 2 weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago. Nick's been at a job for 20 years and getting treated like shit. And I'm 2 weeks new on the job, talking about let's start a union.
I started laughing. Yeah, because they bent over backwards for these jobs. Like, niggas will miss, like,
all type of shit.
Yeah, because I remember when I was working at the factory, and this dude
was missing his
daughter's graduation.
I was working one job, I don't know if it was because he was African or some shit. I don't know how that shit works or whatever the case is. But the man's son got killed, like, the day before, and he came to work the next fucking day.
I guess some people like the...
Assuming he only came to get the shit off his mind or for the case.
Yeah, like, I understand that.
I don't know if it was because of the job or what the case was. But, yeah, nigga, I would not be at work. Work would probably be the last place I'd go if my son got killed, like, the day before or some shit like that.
I can understand, like, people like to keep themselves busy to, get bad shit off their mind and shit. But what was crazy to me was, like, you know, I see this, like, everywhere. Like, everywhere I go, like, the generation gaps. Like, our generation, we'd be like, man, my health, my kids, and everything else is more important than this fucking job.
Yeah.
Like, I'm broke.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll trade my happiness over it, like, over that shit, like, over money any day.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, peace all the older ones be like, no, I need money. I need money. The job. Oh, they be so scared to do stuff
because
they're scared to get fired and stuff. I just don't understand that, man. Like, I know it's like a whole difference because, like, me and my wife, we had this long conversation about this, and we was like, we even see it sometimes in our parents too,
because
she was saying that, you know, her mom would always be, you know, be saying, like, you know, you got to make sure you have, like, something. Like, something on the side. Like, if you plan to leave a job, which is understandable, you got to make sure you have a backup plan.
Yeah, I did that shit when I was younger, my nigga. Somebody promised me a job somewhere. I quit my job, like, the next day or some shit. I ain't have a job for, like, 2 whole motherfucking months. But luckily, I was still staying with my mom and shit. Mm-hmm. And that shit panned out. I had a fucking panned out eventually. But my nigga, like, yeah, you need a backup plan. Like, don't just quit a job.
Yeah, that stuff. That stuff is reasonable. I understand that stuff. My whole thing is the whole putting your job before everything else is that's not gonna happen.
Yeah.
Like, I get that there are a lot of jobs or careers that people love, and you know, at the same notion, you need to take time out for, like, even if it's something you love doing every day. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like us with the podcast thing, we like doing this shit,
right?
And we do it, but we also take breaks.
Families,
yeah, we take breaks.
That break. We like, all right, cool, yeah, like, do it this week. Fuck, it is what it is.
He was like, all right, I'm going on
vacation,
family vacation. I'm like, all right, like, cool.
That's shit. That's cool.
Like, we'll pick up next year when we both get off of, like, our little breaks or whatever. Yeah, yeah.
Our little hiatus and shit.
Like, yeah, but there's people out there that just be like, I need to do this. Yeah, I need to do this. I need to do this. And you just, like, I understand, like, you know, people's goals are different. And
like Jay-Z said, my nigga, I ain't going nowhere if the home ain't straight. Like he told Kanye, hey, I ain't going nowhere if the home ain't straight, my nigga.
That's right, man.
Yeah, man, I don't know, bro. Yeah, that is some old people, though. They'll grind until they in their fucking 80s or some shit at a fucking time.
Yeah, bro, that's what used to kill me about when I was working at the factory. It was some nice older people there, like, get nice. No, I'm like, you know, one of the ladies was like, yeah, I'm still, I was like, why are you still working? She's like, you know, I'm paying my son stuff, and, you know, I got all my stuff taken care of. Like, yeah, how old is your son?
He's
42.
42?
What
the fuck
are
you working for this old ass nigga for?
I was like, yeah, she's like,
your son
she like in her late.
I'll beat his ass.
I'm like, she in her late 80s and shit. Almost like pushing 90s. I'm like, bro, I'm like, you a sweet lady. I'm like, man, you need to go chill on the island somewhere.
You should have showed her that clip of Michael. Fuck them kids.
Yeah. For real, like, your son need to get his shit together. If he ain't got his shit together by 42, then abandon hope.
One of my managers was talking about his wife, because they was trying to get us to sign up for 401k and shit this week. And I had seen my checker, like, yeah, y'all ain't getting no more money from me. Fuck that 401k shit. But he was like, yeah, my wife got 401k. She got like a $500,000 already saved up.
Damn.
I said, nigga, you still got her working? You know, I could do a $500,000. Nigga, I can fucking go chill somewhere, invest, and just stack and sit.
But I know, like, there's a problem, too, like, culturally, too, especially, like, with our, like, culture. Like, we don't think for the future.
Yeah.
Like, some of us, I don't want to say all of us, like, some of us don't, because, like, we've never been taught that.
Yeah.
And,
everything coming now.
Yeah, people haven't been taught about, like, 401ks, and, and then, like,
hey, they don't teach that type of shit in school.
Yeah, and then, like, make sure you get life insurance and stuff like that. Like, the more important shit. Like, I'm down for, like, schools teaching that shit.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's way more important than people struggling to figure out how to, you know how many times I like come across friends where they struggling to, like, bury they parents and shit like that.
Right.
That shit is frustrating, man.
Like a motherfucker.
Yeah, so it's just like simple shit like that I think that would overall benefit people, like, if we just prepare ourselves for shit.
Yeah.
For future endeavors or whatever.
Like I said, man, I'm finna walk away some shit, bro. Tell you, man, in this year, I'm either finna be self-employed or I'm finna be selling drugs. I ain't gonna sell shit. I'm gonna be a runner, though. I'm gonna be a mule. I ain't gonna sell shit.
You gonna bring your crowd supporter.
Yeah, yeah. You ain't gonna catch me on no corner.
That's high risk, nigga.
Corner boy. Yeah, nigga, I can do it. Shit, they did it in Weeds.
Yeah. The only difference is you not a white woman. I don't think it's gonna pan out so good.
I seen white chicks too. I got a plan about
that. Yeah, I was like Walter White, and then what was the chick name for Weeds?
I forgot her name. That's my favorite fucking show in the world.
Yeah.
Damn, I forgot her fucking name.
You ain't neither one of those, and there's already enough brothers in the pen. Yeah.
Oh, I could just start doing like the nigga from Firefest. Just scam
niggas. Motherfucker.
It's only 6 years in the feds, nigga. I can do that.
I don't know. Federal jail is a lot different from
shit, nigga. The feds is babysitting. Yeah, they're babysitting niggas. So I'd rather be in the feds than the motherfucking county or the motherfucker in the regular prison, man. General population, fuck that shit. The feds, my nigga, I'd rather be there.
He said, you'd rather be there, huh?
Man, that's only 6 years, my nigga. That nigga from the Fyre Fest got fucking, he made $28 million.
Scamming
motherfuckers or something like that.
It'll probably be a little bit more than that, too. Man,
fuck that shit, nigga. I'm gonna enjoy life.
He said, why y'all eating ham sandwiches with no cheese on the bread in bogus ass tents?
Lobster and shit on niggas, bro. Fuck that shit, bro. 6 fucking years. What else? Yeah, so I watched that shit. I watched that doc. I watched pretty much a lot of the same shit you watched. Young Justice and shit. I think I watched nothing else. Oh, I watched American Gangster with my wife. She never saw that shit.
Oh, she never saw it?
And I was just yelling, like, you better blot that shit for like 2 days. That's funny. Every time some shit gets me, you better blot. That's alpaca. You blot that shit. She was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, yeah, because she ain't never seen American Gangster. I said, your childhood sucked. And that ain't part of your childhood. We was in high school when that shit came out. I think that shit came out like 07, 07, 08. 08,
maybe.
Yeah. I was like, oh, your childhood sucked.
I tease my wife like that sometimes because she haven't seen a lot of movies and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, like, what was it, a year or two ago? That she just now watching, like, Friday and other shit.
She's like, yeah, you did say that.
Yeah, because she ain't never watched none of that stuff.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I don't know how I watched Friday. I don't even remember my first experience watching Friday.
Yeah.
But I know I ain't stopped since I watched it the first time.
Yeah, it was like that. And it was something else that I really teased her about. I can't remember. She know what I'm talking about. But it's hilarious. I'm like, man, your childhood sucks compared to mine.
Yeah. I think that's it. I want to dial this thing in new music. Oh, I did. J. Cole, Middle Child. Did you check that out?
Oh, yeah. I checked that out, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Subliminals.
Yeah.
Subliminals.
Yeah.
They ran there.
What's up, like, tell us how you really feel, Cole.
Mm. If I got a murder, nigga, it ain't going to be for sale no shoes. I promise you that. I got to kill a nigga. I'm really going to kill that nigga.
Cole.
Let me see. Yeah, I ain't played the game. I ain't touched my game.
Yeah.
I touched my PS4.
My Twitch is like, what's going on? It's like cobwebs on my Twitch.
Nigga, it's probably cobwebs on my PS4, nigga. Yeah. I don't even know what the fuck the last time I touched that motherfucker. I'm trying to think. Shit, yeah.
I think I attempted to, like, cut mine on, but then, like, I got busy. And
I always want to. I'm like, man, I should really show my PS4 some love. Because some other shit just pops up out of nowhere. Like, oh, yeah, damn, my second love, PS4. Sorry, baby.
Yeah, I had cut my shit on, and I was like, damn, all these fucking updates.
Yeah, all the time.
And, yeah, and then I was like, I got busy and shit, and I was like, well, I guess I won't play it. I was like, well, I'll just leave it on and let the updates finish.
Yeah.
I like had hella updates.
That's why I always be thinking, like, man, I got so many games to fucking play. I got 2K that I still got to play. I got fucking, what the fuck that shit? Horizon Zero Dawn. I still got to beat that shit. Still got to play Spider-Man. I got the Order 1886. Yes. I got fucking, what the fuck else do I got? I got a whole bunch of shit coming up. Red Dead Redemption. I still ain't played that. I beat that. I still got so many games to fucking play. I got downloaded games I got to fucking play. Yeah. God of War, still gotta beat that. I got so many games. And then I gotta got shit to do. I just ain't got no fucking time.
Yeah, because I still got Red Dead Redemption. haven't played that yet. I haven't played the Assassin's Creed.
Oh, the new one? Odyssey, right?
Yeah, Odyssey. I haven't played Odyssey yet. Then Kingdom Hearts be out Tuesday. So I'm trying to make time for that.
I'm trying to make money for that.
And like, then
I really want it, but god damn it, I'm broke.
And then what else? Spider-Man
2 just came out.
Spider-Man, that last DLC. I gotta finish it. I haven't even started that, but I did the other two DLCs, but
yeah,
I just gotta finish the last one.
Yeah, I wanna play that Resident Evil 2 because I ain't played when it first came out, like back in the day.
Oh, you didn't?
Uh-huh. They say it's remastered and new, and it actually looks.
They always be
remastered. It looks like an actual remaster. It doesn't look like some bullshit. I was mad as hell because what's that? Onimusha. That had just came out, a remaster or some shit like that. It just came out, but it's the exact same fucking game. Like, it's just like when they did that Shenmue 1 and 2 and shit.
Oh yeah.
You could just play that shit on the old PlayStation, my nigga, and just kept it moving, my nigga. I was mad as hell they did that dumbass shit. Like, ain't no fucking remaster, my nigga. Y'all literally just ported a fucking PS1 game to the PS4.
you just transferred to a new disc.
Did, bro. Mad as hell when I saw that shit. Yeah, that's it, my nigga. I ain't dead shit. That's, that's about it, my nigga. Let's get to these notes. We ain't got really shit to talk about. Ain't really shit happen this week. I guess let's get into the biggest news of the week that did happen. Government shutdown is supposedly over. Supposedly. I don't believe it. I want to tell you the truth, Malcolm. I don't think the government was ever shut down because I was still getting taxes taken out of my check. So, somebody was...
Oh, no, you best believe they... Nah, you best believe they ain't collecting that, bro.
Somebody was getting paid around this bitch, and it was not me.
You know what's funny? I kept thinking about that...
It's all conspiracy, man. It's all fake, bro.
What was that?
Fake news! I'm gonna start yelling fake news like Trump around this bitch, bro. There is no government shut down, bro. That's some bullshit. Taxes still getting taken out. Who is taking my taxes out? Nobody is at work. Who is doing this?
Said nobody's at work. Who is taking my shit? Now, maybe for kill my cops. Oh,
that's the truth.
Oh, the whole shutdown thing. I don't know. Like, I don't know. They. I don't know. All this back and forth shit. That's why I'm hoping that it just get resolved. This nigga still think he gonna get his wall, but he not. Though, no, he not.
He's definitely not.
Ain't nobody got money for that or time for that shit, man.
He's gonna hire Mexicans to build it.
Dang,
he's gonna hire Mexico. So yeah, that shit's over. Not jokingly, whatever the case is, but I'm glad people were finished getting paid from TSA and shit like that, or whoever else. Like, whoever else is getting paid and shit like that.
Niggas missed two whole checks, bro.
Nigga, rent has been passed.
Passed due.
Motherfuckers ain't got
checks. Now niggas is like 2 months.
Gladly, I haven't seen nobody like actually get. I'm assuming banks and like renters or owners and shit like that has been understanding
some of them kicking motherfuckers out.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure somebody has gotten kicked out, but I haven't really seen, like, you know, well, I guess I haven't seen it because I haven't seen it on Facebook or like some shit like that, because it probably ain't went viral or what the case is, but I'm pretty sure somebody was like, nah, you need to get my money, like some shit like that, but I haven't seen it. But so unfortunately some people have been getting put out for like being what, a month or two like behind now in rent, and like now I guess does all the money come in at once now?
It's gonna be so fucked up when these people we got a guest coming.
You do?
Yeah.
He's here or he's
in the route.
But yeah, like hopefully they get their whole money in a lump sum, because it's been so many fucking hours. And
that's
like
my thing, nigga,
like,
too.
Like, been working for free like for a whole 2 months now down there. Like, bruh.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Still around this bitch, bro.
Where's my money?
Like, for real,
you
bro.
Got money to pay for these fake mustaches.
You got money to pay for these fake walls, my nigga. Where's my money? Like, my nigga, where's my money, bro? Like, for real, my nigga. Shit. That shit crazy, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, that is definitely crazy. Because,
Sorry, I keep throwing Malcolm off.
Yeah, he's throwing me off, bro. All I keep saying in my head is like, Stewie's saying, where's my money? Like, Stewie's like, where's my money? He's like beating the shit out of Trump or something. Yeah. It's affected a lot of people, man. Because, like, I didn't know that, like, I know the TSA were, like, were government workers and shit. Mm-hmm. I didn't know, you know, the tower where I guess you would call it like the watchtower or whatever that handled the traffic control and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, those motherfuckers are government too. I didn't know that.
Oh, you talking about for the whole airport?
The motherfuckers that be like
and shit? Or pre talking to the pilots or whatever?
Yeah, the ones that be talking to the pilots. Shit, I didn't know that. I did not know that. I was like, wow. I was like, yeah, because they on that list,
down.
Too.
Bro, I would have been shutting down all airports, bro. That shit, you know,
what? Dead. You know what's the, what was their solution and shit? These motherfuckers had, they had them working, like, I can only speak for, like, I think, like, O'Hare, because, like, journalists and it was, like, in papers and, like, interviews and shit, that these motherfuckers basically doing, like, I want to say, like, 12-hour shifts, like for each day or some shit like that. Yeah. Like more than they doing more than 12 hours, I believe. And that's the cover. That's the cover. The motherfuckers that ain't coming in.
And shit, yeah.
So like they basically working these motherfuckers, making them do doubles and shit. And that's not even safe, bro.
Hell no.
You got these motherfuckers about, are the motherfuckers that help planes land.
With thousands of people on that motherfucker.
Right.
Bro.
These the planes. Like these the motherfuckers that we entrust to
land.
Land, take
off and fucking.
Right. Make sure this plane goes this runway and this plane goes there and shit, and make sure everything's smooth and shit.
I'm actually kind of glad that, now this is just my mind, how I've been thinking, because unfortunately this is the way I think sometimes. But I've been thinking, like, I'm very glad, like, no 9/11 shit happened. Because I want to say, like, TSA, like, even without being paid and, like, going through this struggle for, like, the last 2 months or however fucking long, like, they still been
doing
their job,
that job,
like, very thoroughly and shit. But also in my mind, I was like, I'm glad a 9/11 didn't happen, but why didn't a 9/11 happen, like, in Bye Bye? Like, this conspiracy
You mean like...
Like, it's so open and free. Like, motherfuckers were saying it was so openly free to,
right,
like,
well, like, especially, shit. Like, the national parks and
I get what you're saying. That was just in my head. I was just like, damn, was like that. Why hasn't another 9/11 happened in this little time period? Because,
you know what? It's funny.
Like, unfortunately, like this is like perfect timing. Not to say like I want some shit to happen, but like.
I don't want no shit to happen. No, I know you don't either.
I'm just
either,
saying,
but,
like this would be like perfect timing, like, to probably do some shit. Like, this would have probably been some perfect time to do anything on the fucking U.S. period. These last two fucking months. Like, to just do any fucking thing.
My whole thing is this, too. Like, especially like the people that voted for him.
They're disappointed.
I know a couple of them that are.
They're so disappointed. It doesn't make any fucking sense, bro.
Yeah, but like you can honestly see that this motherfucker don't give two shits about you. Mm. Point blank, period. And here's why. When a reporter asked one of his representatives, like, you know, that they should just walk this shit out in the government shutdown so people can get paid because, like, innocent, like, families are suffering and shit. And, like, you know, that's only people's means of, you know, payment.
Bro, this has to be the worst
job.
This has to be the worst presidency since fucking slavery, bro. It has to be, bro. Between ICE, this government shutdown, like all the shit that's going on,
bro.
It's
a lot of shit, man. This shit is like a fucking sitcom, TV show.
This has to be the worst presidency, bro.
This shit is like a fucking sitcom, TV show.
Fucking shootings,
final,
all type of shit and shit like that, bro. This has to be the worst presidency. Like, I don't even see, like, I don't see where else other than, like, slavery type shit, like, presidency has like gone down like the drain like this, bro.
Yeah.
Like, bro. Like, from ICE taking people away from their families and sending random ass people to fucking sending blacks, Mexicans, whoever, they just deem not American to fucking Mexico countries. And fucking them prison or them fucking camps. Or whatever the fuck the case is, bro. From that shit to this government shutdown, the government got shut down for the longest in history, my nigga.
Yeah, it's like a Guinness. It's literally a nigga. It's literally a Guinness World Record.
That's the now. That's probably one of the one things Trump will be remembered in history for.
Yeah,
the
government but as long shutdown, as, like, the longest shutdown ever.
Government shutdown ever, bro. Like, come on, bro.
Like, what's so fucking stupid about the shit? Cause like, when representative, like Trump's like camp, his representative, like a reporter asked him, like, well, like, why don't they just end the shutdown and shit? Because like innocent families are like, you know, going through hardships and like they can't pay rent or like barely survive and shit. Cause like, you know, their job that they have is their one job.
Right.
And this motherfucker response was, they should just take out a business loan. It's like, motherfucker, who's gonna give somebody a loan that don't have any money?
With no job, bro.
Like, and then like, how are these motherfucking people gonna pay this loan back if the government shutdown still continues and shit? Like, it just be like little shit like that. Like Trump to me, like little Trump shit like that lets you know that motherfuckers don't give a fuck about you.
He don't give a fuck.
Bro. Yeah, and they like you are a fucking cog in this machine called America. Like, they don't give a fuck. They'll keep this bitch rolling. They'll just throw your ass out in a second.
Yeah, that's all it is, though. Okay. But yeah, man.
I'm gonna get off my soapbox.
I feel like my wife said, yeah, the government shutdown is over. She's like, nah, that shit ain't over. Don't think that man let that shit go for 1 second.
Nah.
Don't let nothing that the news is telling you or whatever the fuck kiss is telling you that this nigga just let that wall go.
Everybody's like on high alert, too, because they like, you know, he might do some petty shit and be like, oh, I changed my mind.
Yeah,
Twitter. Yeah. Tweet.
So, that's officially, unofficially over. I think some shit gonna happen. This nigga still got a whole nother year. Impeachment hasn't happened. Resigning.
They was talking about that shit.
Yeah.
Well, they've been talking about that shit since he was in the office.
None of that shit happened, so I don't know. But yeah, bro. But that was what you thought. I think that was probably the biggest news story of this fucking week. Other than history being made at the Oscars. First. What was it? I forgot what was the category.
Best movie of the year.
Best
picture nominated of the year.
Black Panther.
It was nominated.
It was Black Panther. Well, a superhero movie, period.
Yeah, superhero. Yeah, it's the first ever superhero movie to be nominated for best picture.
Yeah. That's fucking awesome. Yeah. It's awesome that it's Black Panther. But I don't want to say that we kind of knew it was going to happen, but my nigga, like, Black Panther was low key like a fucking movie. Like, even people was taking their grandma to go see that
and it hit record sales and shit.
The one movie that motherfucker, all right, we out of theaters, we on Blu-ray, we on DVD, but we gonna put this back in the theaters again.
Right?
Just in case you didn't want to see it on a bigger screen than your home TV.
Right.
We gonna put it on a bigger screen again for you. Like, what?
We collect your money the first 6 times, but if you want to do it 16 more times, we ain't gonna stop
it. And they only put it in there, too, just to break another record, like another selling record or something like that, too. That shit was funny as hell. But, they nominated for Best Picture. They nominated for, some music. Whatever, I don't know shit about the Oscars, so I don't fucking know none of the categories and shit, whatever for the case is. But they got nominated at least like seven, eight categories probably, I think so.
Yeah.
Like 7, 8, 9 categories or something like that. It's a lot of them. But yeah, my nigga. So, I don't know what day the Oscars come on. I don't even think they got a host still because they have the Kevin Hart or whatever the case is. I don't even think they got a host right now, so
yeah,
I don't know what's going on with that.
Yeah, I think the host thing is still up in the air.
Yeah.
It's like,
I don't even know what day it goes on.
Originally, I heard that they were just going to do, like, I guess, like, they're going to have different stars just kind of like be
that's what I was assuming that they do. Yeah. But my nigga, if they wouldn't have fucked up or whoever did whatever they did with Kevin Hart, the case is, and Black Panther would have won that night and everything else, bro. Come on, bro. The skits. Come on, bro. Yeah. It would have been good. I don't know how the Oscars run. I don't even know if they have skits, but I know they have like a big opening or some shit like that, I'm pretty sure. Or like big closing, some shit in the middle. Probably some musical performances. I don't fuck it up. I don't know what the fuck the Oscars do. But my nigga, that would have been low-key lit than a motherfucker. The Oscars. They are showing...
Probably already went this week.
Probably already recorded, but... Oh, it's Sunday. Oh, February the 24th, though. That's what it says. Live Sunday, February 24th.
Live Sunday?
Yeah, I think so.
So not yet. Okay. Yeah. So it will be.
So yeah, I guess they still got time to motherfucking find a host. I don't know.
Yeah, I heard like a lot of different rumors and stuff. Like somebody was suggesting that Whoopi Goldberg was going to do it.
Whoopi's not doing it.
Yeah, and then...
Wrong female. Wrong female. She don't play that shit either.
Yeah, it was like... It was like a couple other people, too, that's like slipping my mind right now. That they like, people were just throwing out. But I think it's just going to be like a random, like...
Yeah, this whole night mix. Just switching
like,
off my
Yeah, it's just going to be like all kinds of different stars and shit, just being like the host.
That's probably the best they can do right now. Be honest with you.
Yeah, last minute, yeah.
That's probably the best option they got. So, yeah, that's cool. Black Panther, get ready, y'all. Wakanda's taking over, baby.
Wakanda forever.
Exactly. Malcolm. Now, have you ever heard the term that black people are just mutated monkeys?
Yeah, only from racist white people.
Okay. Well, have you ever heard a racist black person say that Irish people are inbred leprechauns?
That's fucked up.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Guess who said that? Took a while, I guess. She's very famous for running her mouth.
That's a she.
And saying wild shit. Last we heard of her, she was crying on the Wild and Out stage, saying that they were... they were, what the fuck did she say? That they were, what, pretty beauty shaming her or some shit like that? Or skin shaming her or some shit like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, they was... they was basically torturing her ass.
Yeah. Azalea Banks, bro.
Azalea Banks. I think she just liked.
If she just shut the fuck up and make music, bro, she'll be fine for like the rest of her life. But she won't shut the fuck up.
I think motherfuckers be like trying to just do controversial shit because then like they'll be out there for a minute. That's what I be thinking because like, why would you say random shit like that?
I've never heard anything like that, bro. Irish people are inbred leprechauns. How do you clean that up after somebody has stepped to you and confronted you? Like, what the fuck do you mean? Well, I meant all you guys have ginger hair. Yeah. And some of you guys are short. Yeah. Like, what? That's the same fucking thing. What are you talking about? Like, how do you clean that up, bro?
You know what I want to see? I want to see maybe somebody done a skit like this, but I want to see, like a Big Brother camera action of, like, the PR room,
yeah,
of like how trying these motherfuckers trying to fix people's shit. Like, yeah. I want to see what that room looks like. Where they like, they're like, all right, one of our clients today is
Malcolm?
Azalea Banks.
I'm putting that in the skit list.
somebody gonna steal our shit before we even do it. Probably.
Yeah, probably still. But fuck it, if they don't, we got it. From
yeah,
it.
They do.
We know where it came from.
Yeah, like I would love to see that because, like, I can only imagine, like, how many different scenarios, like, how they can bench it. Like,
yo, that's what I didn't put in the fucking notes. Finish the thing. I'm sorry.
Like a good example with the like last year would be the Logan Paul shit. Like,
yeah,
how like he came back stronger than ever and shit. Like. That shit is wild to me. Like, yeah. who is his publicist? Like, like this nigga had like
just stay out the view for a week and then we're gonna it's gonna boom.
Yeah, like don't worry about your movie being canceled. We gonna get that shit back.
That's later. What they did in the Firefest documentary though. Like when the Firefest is over with and everything like that, they had a big ass conference call and Ja Rule was like, "Yo, don't focus on the past, man. We can spin this shit. Like we can say all this social media shit, fake news." Say that the Fyre Fest was a fucking success, all type of shit. I was like, bruh, how the fuck are y'all gonna do that? People like, were literally stranded on the island with no way home, locked inside of the airport because there was too many people trying to get back home, bruh. Like, how the fuck do you spin some shit like that? And all of this is being documented, by the way, also.
Right, like,
all these are influencers with fucking thousands and millions of fucking people on Instagram and shit like that following this whole thing going on, bro. How do you fake all this?
That's what be killing me about, like, about Trump and shit. Because, like, he'd be like, oh, I never said that shit. Nigga, it's video footage.
Nigga!
You said it!
It's like Kevin Hart. Nigga!
House Secretary be like, she'd be like, oh, no, the president never say anything of such sort. But we have actual footage.
And he never said that. And now this. With the actual footage. This nigga saying what the fuck he said.
Right. Like, do you realize every time you say something stupid, like, there's a video camera there and it's documented? Like, do you forget that it's actual camera? God. Like, do you think people really sit there and just make shit up of you saying random shit? Oh, no.
That's funny as shit. Malcolm, since we're talking about PR and people just saying shit, did you see what the game said about Kim Kardashian?
What the game say?
He said, I've been fucking hustling something on a new track, on a new song, my nigga.
Wow.
Coming out.
Oof.
Did I have my dick down throat or some shit like that? On the song or some shit like that? It said something like that, bro. I can't. Hold on. Let me see if I can find the right first.
Man.
Let me see if I can find the actual lyric. That was sick. He also said, Kylie Jenner make him a bowl of cereal, too. So he was staying in the Kardashian household. He said, hey, little bitch, go down and make me a bowl of cereal. And not before you come in next time.
You remember that video that girl? And she was like, leave Britney alone. That's how I be feeling about Kanye and shit. I was like, y'all gonna make this boy, man, even more crazy, man. Leave Kanye alone.
Yeah, so the game, he rapped. In his new song that Kim Kardashian used to top him off.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's actually in a song. Like, I don't want to play the whole thing, but it's from like an Instagram clip, and it's like him in the studio with a group of people. So this is like a listening party, by the way.
Wow.
And in the listening party, and the song says, "Yeah, Kim K used to give me head, my dick used to be down her throat or something like that." Like, I looked at the thing, I just don't remember it that verbally and everything like that. But my nigga, like verbatim, I don't know exactly what the fuck the nigga said. But dick down throat and getting topped off was in there somewhere. In the song. In the rhyme. So it had to be true.
He's like, it had to be true. It was metaphors. It was bars. It's like, it was metaphors and bars and similes.
So it had to be true.
It had to be true.
Yeah, my nigga. So I don't know. I guess I know what side game is on right now. He's on the Drake side. Thank you for all those beats for the documentary and everything. But not the documentary. Was that documentary that wouldn't give? Was that documentary? That was probably something else.
What's
the game's album?
Oh, from his album.
Yeah, that one documentary. I don't think that song.
I don't think so. Far.
I don't know. But he was like, "Yeah, nigga, thanks for the hot beat." That your bitch used to top me up.
Yeah, game got so many albums.
He got like five now, maybe.
You sure? I feel like he had more than it.
No, he probably got like five. I don't know.
Well, not unless you count the G Unit shit.
No, I don't count that shit. We don't talk about that.
We don't talk about those days.
Nigga wearing the sleeveless tank tops. Well, I was gonna say the one strand tank top
tank
shit. We don't talk about those days. We don't talk about the fucking
remember that
Reebok
shit?
Shoes.
Remember when that shit was kind of hot when it was out? That shit.
So yeah, you got the documentary 2, Devil Advocate, The Red, Jesus Peace, LAX.
Yeah, he got I knew he had hella albums.
Yeah, these are mixtapes though too at the same time. Some of these are mixtapes.
True.
The shit
true.
That he's on. So yeah.
Well, sometimes those mixtapes count. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Shit, if Lil Wayne can have like a million mixtapes and shit, and they count. Yeah. I'm sure the game count for his too.
But yeah, my nigga. So yeah, that line got dropped this week.
Motherfucker, man, make Kanye do some crazy shit.
I mean, what'd it be new?
He said, "What'd it be new?" He said, "It's just a typical Tuesday." What are you talking about?
It's just Kanye being Kanye. It's just Kanye Kanyeing. That's all it is.
Okay. Hey, My nigga game is M. Bison, G. You remember that Street Fighter?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he was like, it was chill. He was like, you ruined my life. And he's like, do you remember that? And he was like, no. He's like, I don't remember that. He's like, to me, he's like, that's my favorite line. He's like, to me, you know, the day M. Bison graced grace your presence was the most important day of your life. He's like, to me, it was a Tuesday. I was like, damn, bro. Oh, man. I know that shit. That fucking funny shit. So my nigga game is out here like,
it's just Kanye. My old Tuesday, my nigga.
He's like, this is just my Tuesday, my nigga.
Right. Oh, shit. Yeah, that's funny as hell.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that happened this week. What else happened this week? Malcolm. It's probably the last story or whatever, but new study. I forgot what the fuck I read today. It was like ABC News or some bullshit. New study says that eating fried chicken once a week will eventually kill you. Tell the black community something that we don't know.
You're like, really? Really? A new study?
But this
really?
Is a new study. Nigga, this been going on for years.
Anything fried is not too good for you, man. Mm-hmm. Too much of anything fried is not good for you.
One piece of fried chicken to keep the keep death away.
I'm about to be killing with these new study shit on food and shit.
Yeah, that shit was funny as hell. I
new study
shit.
Shows that chocolate makes you lose weight.
I forgot when I read this shit. The motherfucker said eating fried chicken once a week will eventually kill you. No shit, Sherlock. Why you think we keep eating it?
It's like, we love killing ourselves. Right. What are you talking about?
Love eating chicken, damn it. Whew. Yeah, that's, man. All that's all I got,
bro. That fucking study, though, man. Like,
it's the funniest shit ever, bro.
Actually, wow. It's like, all right. Yeah, let's tell people some shit they should already know. It's like, you want to live longer? Stop eating fried foods. It's like, duh. Oh, man.
Week. Yeah, that's all that happened this week, bro. It was like, it was a real life week.
Word. Well, I guess niggas can't be going on Sean Evans' first week feast.
Man, he just had Gordon Ramsay on that.
Yeah.
Bro.
That show. Did you watch that, bro?
I finished watching. I started it though.
That was hilarious.
I finished watching it. The only part I really remember is he's like, "Did you make these fried chickens?" Yeah, fucking tastes like fucking overcooked. He said, "You see this? The arm like this? That's a wing." He said, "I don't know what the fuck this is. He said it's a fucking quail, some shit." Like, ain't no meat on this damn thing.
He going in on the chicken and shit. I was like, oh, this is gonna be good. When I saw this shit, I was like, cause this motherfucker always yelling at people and shit.
Yeah.
I was like, it's gonna be funny. Through the whole fucking thing, this motherfucker's like, fuck! Fuck! It's like,
I gotta finish watching it, bro. I ain't finished watching it. Like, man, I wanna go on First We Feast. Sean Evans shit so bad. It don't make no sense, bro.
Bro, I don't know. My stomach can take that shit, man.
I know my stomach came, my nigga.
I'll probably get like midway.
Just like give up?
No, cause like everybody that goes in that. See, I hate when he says this line. Like,
nigga,
still love you, Sean. But I hate when he says.
I want to be his doctor.
You want to be his doctor? Yeah, cause this dude
eat. He does that shit damn rare. At least
I know they do it like once a week,
two or three times a week.
Yeah.
Or probably less than that. I don't know. But my nigga, yo inside, they cannot be okay.
I think somebody asked him that question, and then he's like, they usually film like once a week or some shit.
Yeah.
Or something like that. So I would assume, I know for sure, as hell as day, that he's not doing this shit every day.
That nigga bowel movements are the goat.
Yeah.
He cleansed the fuck out his system, bro.
Yeah,
drinking purple juice all week just to get rid of that shit, bro.
Because I'm like, man, you got an iron-ass stomach, bro. I was like, how many seasons of this shit you been doing?
Eight now.
It's like eight.
It's like eight, I think. Yeah. I don't know, bro. I can't do it, though.
No, what'd be killing me is he'll be like, you know, you don't have to finish it. You know, you could go as far as you need to. And it, to me, that's like saying...
You a bitch.
Yeah. Because everybody that's a guest, they be like, man. Because, like, they show, they reaction be like, fuck, I got to do this. Because I don't want to feel like no bitch on his show. And they be like, you can see, like, the anticipation of, like, the person, like,
the funniest thing, Family Bone was Kevin Hart, like, ah. He just kept throwing it. Take one bite and just throw it to the side. That's
funny, man. As hell. I didn't see like so many people on there and shit. Like, what's funny to me is like,
I think DJ Khaled didn't finish.
Yeah, he didn't finish. There's a couple people that didn't like finish on there. And like, there's two things I know. It's two. Like, it's two rules. The one, like, you don't want to feel like a bitch for not finishing.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's like a self-said, well, a mental self-said, like, rule.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one is that, like, motherfuckers, the way you eat chicken. Because motherfuckers will judge your ass the way you eat chicken. Because, oh, yeah. Like, there's been some people on there that, like, leave, oh, a, like, a shit ton of, like, meat, oh, and yeah, shit
I'm,
on there.
I'm a real nigga, bro. If I got a drumstick or the one with the... The drumstick is just the one bone, right?
Yeah.
All right, so one. If I got a flat, that's what it's called. If I got a flat, nigga, I twist it, I take one of the bones out, leave all the rest due on the bone, then I just kill the rest of it.
Or
and just toss that one when I'm done with it, my nigga.
Shit, dude, I was like, nigga, dude, you a professional wing eater. We was out one day, my man's went, pulled it straight out. I was like, god damn. I was like, how the fuck you do that? He's like, oh, man, I'll show you. Like, he broke it down. He explained it to me. I was like, that's kind of efficient as fuck.
You don't waste a meal, huh?
Yeah. I was like, man, all these years I've been eating wings and shit wrong. Wings. Like, yeah, I've been like biting it like this or like or twisting and eating it like that and shit. I was like, nah, this nigga like this nigga like playing Flintstone and this shit and eating it.
You figured everything out on your ass, bro.
That's one of the things I notice at least when I watch it, like people, cause like people in the comments too, they be relentless if motherfuckers be wasting chicken like that too.
Talk about so, kids in Africa then.
Right.
Kids don't want these hot ass wings. The hell you talking about?
Alright.
I'm trying to say these goddamn kids, they don't want these hot ass wings.
Yeah, that's all I want to say about that. Like, yeah, that's how I feel initially. Like, I know him just being the nice guy he is and shit.
Yeah.
He's just saying it nicely and shit. But that's what it translates.
Don't be no
to.
Bitch.
Yeah, like don't be no bitch.
Don't be no bitch on my show.
Don't be no bitch. You gotta walk through this motherfucker with it.
Oh man. Malcolm. That's it, sir.
That concludes.
It's a wrap.
The parts of the cast.
Yep. So, yeah, you good?
Yeah.
Cool. So, yeah, this has been another episode of Dread Dads Podcast. My name is Clint.
My name is Mal.
And we out this bitch. Make sure to follow us on all our social media networks, Dread Dads Podcast, except for Twitter.
Two Dads with Dreads.
And we are now officially... Mistakenly. Every fucking way. Audio wise. That was not the plan, but some shit happened and some other shit happened and
magic.
We everywhere. Just... Yeah, we on Spotify, Stitcher, a whole bunch of platforms I ain't even fucking heard of. But we out here. So yeah, every day, every week, uploading. We still hitting them 100 subs a week. Fuck you hating ass bitches and niggas. Fuck you, foul mouth bitches and niggas, under the YouTube comments. I'll be having time. Malcolm don't.
I don't. I don't condone that shit. I don't waste time with trolls.
I know. I just troll them.
Cause back. I don't give them what they want.
I troll them back though.
I know you do.
Like I get mad.
No, I know you have fun with it, and I have fun reading and shit because I be cracking up.
We ain't never gonna meet.
That's exactly how they feel on the other end. That's why they be saying all this reckless shit. Cause
I fucking said some shit about the kingdom shit today, and they was like, "So you don't care about other cultures if it's not, if it's science fiction and not truth?" I said, "My nigga, tell me how Autobots feel and get back to me." Like, what the fuck is you talking about, bro? You talking about zombies in fucking Japan or Korea or whatever the case is, my nigga. Tell me the last time you seen a zombie. Take over a country, my nigga. Then come holler at me. Shut the fuck up, bro. The fuck up, man. God damn.
That's why I'd be like, I don't be having time for that shit.
I got time.
Most of the time it's him.
I'm taking my other off day.
He said I'm taking my other off day.
I got time.
I don't.
If you want to know who commented, it's the guy with the glasses. It's like, you know, motherfuckers.
You know what? I'm going to start doing too. Like,
you want to know something else funny somebody said?
Make sure we have our names under. Because, like, I'm so tired of, like, motherfuckers be grouping me. They be blaming me for some shit you said.
I don't give a fuck. We are a team. We are a unit, Malcolm.
We are a unit. They be like, yeah, because, like, somebody got, like, super mad and offended or some shit. Like, we was, like, talking about something. And I was like, what the fuck? What the fuck are they talking about? I had to, like, go back and watch.
See what the fuck was being said.
And, like, it was some shit, like, we was just talking and shit. And, like, I remember you said something and I said something. And I'm like, clearly they missed over all the shit we said. Did. Like, yeah. They just picked shit that they wanted. And I was like, who and what the fuck are they talking about? And that's what be killing me. I'm like, man, I'm like, I ain't even say that shit. What the fuck is you talking about? What'd you even get that from, bro? Fuck people. Hey, sometimes I be thinking it's that YouTube translation shit.
Probably so.
Because there's been a couple of times where I came across, like, I just put it on for fun. And
you want to know how we fuck
the translation is so horrible.
No,
that
you want to know how we fuck up the YouTube translation thing right now?
How?
Nigga.
Come on, bruh. It's going to put nickel back.
I want to see what the fuck it's going to do now.
It's going to... Watch. It's going to put nickel back. Right. Yeah, it's always funny. And even most of the time when we, like saying shit, like, either nigga, bitch, or whatever. Yeah. Like, it don't even be that. Like, it catch those, clearly. It just be regular shit, like...
It catch the racism very clear. Not the racism. Yeah, the slurs.
The bots don't have no trouble catching slurs and shit. They catch that shit right away. It's the fucking shit when we talking, like, when we saying, like, complete sentences. Okay. Like, there's words being swapped.
Patois.
Yeah, like, like, one of the videos, you was like, oh, man, this is really dope. I love this video. And then translate it. Oh, man, this is really hope. I hate it. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, man, now I see why some of these Indonesian people be so mad and shit.
The fuck are y'all laughing at so much?
It's like, I'm enjoying your movie. Like, yeah, like, I can see why they mad, because, like, the translation at the bottom is, like, clearly wrong and shit. I wish we could go back to, like, manually correcting that shit.
Yeah. Fuck the people that don't like us.
He said fuck the people that don't like us.
Love the people that love us.
Hey, I like the people that don't like us.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
right. A view is still a view.
Yeah, they are. Right. I was finna say something. I fucking forgot, though.
What's that?
It was one more comment that I wanted to fucking talk about. I forgot what the fuck it was.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Just FYI, for anybody, I'm just going to say, quote unquote, air hands. I ain't threatening nobody. But, people are welcome to these IRL hands and virtual hands as well. So, I'm just throwing it out the bus. Niggas be throwing kids in the mix. So, I'm just laying that gauntlet down. So anytime you say anything about our kids, let that be known. You are welcome to these RI.
Do over here on this side. You talking about me, Malcolm? You talking about threatening these niggas? I just talk shit to these dumb motherfuckers. Malcolm say, if I catch one of you niggas,
no, I'm just saying,
for everybody.
Like, I'm just saying, me personally, like people, like they bold enough to say the stuff. Like behind,
but Malcolm, that's the internet, like, bro.
Yeah. No, but I'm just saying, you can say anything about it. I don't care. You like everybody, like opinions are like assholes. Everybody got them. Like that's how I see it. Like so, like I don't really care. Like what you say, it's just when people start talking like mad shit, when bringing like family and kids in it, and you don't know me. That's where we got a problem.
Malcolm, unfortunately, we don't have strict access to these people.
So, oh, I have my ways.
Malcolm got secret VPNs and shit. He watching you niggas. He watching all y'all activity. He finna expose you niggas. Nice. Said, what's your favorite kind of your porn up?
It's like, I know your porn selection. Keep nice, fucking man. With me.
Hentai.
Nigga, you watch furry porn?
You like the furries? Oh shit. Yeah, that's it, bro. I had something in the comments I want to talk about. I can't fucking remember. That's a fucking.
It ain't that important.
Yeah, it ain't that important if I forget it. Yeah, we got this bitch, man. Dread Dads Podcast.
That's.